There's also a section addressing the high complication rate in relation to preoperative risk. So the topics that have been included is discussion about the use of VTE and tamoxifen and its timing in relation to surgery, the timing of surgery in relation to neoadjuvant treatment, post-radiotherapy and post-Herceptin in relation to the ejection systolic fraction. And two things which I think are very interesting. The Hospital Infection Society highlighted the fact that if you're putting implants into people and there's randomized data to confirm this of any kind, then if you are carrying methicillin-sensitive Staphylococcus aureus about you, your person, then you're at much greater risk of screening. So the recommendation is we should be screening for this, not just for this, when we're doing implant-based reconstruction. And when these are positive, then patients need to be decolonized, either with mupirocin or chlorhexidine, and chlorhexidine washes for 5 days. So that's some new advice that is evidence-based that's within the guideline.